This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The race for Colorado State Attorney General is heating up. Democrat Attorney General Phil Weiser recently debated against Republican candidate John Kellner. CPR's Allison Sherry explains the two agree on police reform, but disagree on why crime is rising and how to deal with the fentanyl crisis.
Auto thefts are up. Violent crime is up since 2019. Homicides are up. Fentanyl deaths are up. And I think Republicans are basically saying, hey, the Democrats have been in charge and this is their fault. And even if you believe that that's right, that a single piece of legislation is what drives up crime rates, you have to actually look closely at the bills they're talking about, which have passed at the legislature. You know, the vast majority were passed with Democratic and Republican support at the time, and some of those bills were passed before AG Weiser and DA Kellner were even in office.
CPR's Allison Sherry, and you'll hear more on that story in the next hour of All Things Considered. Hospitals must now screen patients to see if they qualify for help paying their bills. That's because of a state law created in response to experiences like one shared by Reggie Compton of Loveland. Compton says in 2020, she went to an emergency room for difficulty breathing, then came a bill for $6,000.
I went through the process of getting financial aid, which is the only way to get out of that.
The law protects Coloradans from similar medical billing nightmares by also requiring hospitals to inform patients of their rights. You're listening to CPR News.